Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Performance Enhancement Expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 46 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, Belgium, Panama. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing, highlighting the transformational moments that change our lives and how we use these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us every Wednesday and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. However, on certain Fridays and Tuesdays and Thursdays, we do special pop-up episodes. So my guest today is going to be our featured guest on our special pop-up episode. I'm super pumped to have this guy here. So on the show are impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. And you can join in the conversation by joining our Facebook group, Life Transformation Radio Community. You can subscribe to wherever you're listening right now. Click the subscribe button. If you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Google Play Music app, wherever you're comfortable listening, go ahead and click the subscribe button. You can subscribe right on Blog Talk Radio's program. And this is a live show, so you can call in 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. You can chat with me, the guests, and kind of join in the fun. So please help me welcome to the show, Dave Kenneth. I'm going to mess up your name. Kenneth.
Keenest. Keenest. Like I'm the keenest guest you've had.
Keenest. Okay, got it. Keenest. What's up, dude?
Not much, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, I'm super pumped to have you, man. So, yeah, so we met at Steve Olscher's event, New Media Summit,
yep.
And we just kind of connected, man, and we kind of share some similar paths, some similar things that have happened to us. So, man, I'm super pumped to dive right in and just know more and really give value to the audience, who I know in this episode is going to get a ton.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm really excited to be here, man.
Yeah, so the episode is titled Addiction and Redemption with Dave Keenest. Dave has been coaching the lives of individuals and business owners since 2011 when he enrolled in the Accomplishment Coaching Coach Training Program, an International Coach Federation accredited program, where he spent an additional 3 years on the leadership development track, gaining graduate level training under the direction of multiple master certified coaches. Dave has currently accumulated over 2,000 paid client hours in his coaching practice and is committed to the transformation of human beings through the ontological coaching methodology, which is the study of being, which he often combines with practical plant earth-based spiritual awareness. Love it. Dave currently hosts two podcasts, one, Fascinating Talks. Another is entitled Addiction and Redemption, Awakening to Your Hero's Journey, which is currently celebrating over 12,000 downloads. In the former, he interviews fascinating people from all walks of life, while the latter is his harrowing tale of all that he's been through. Dave is living proof that anything is possible for anyone, no matter what goals they set for themselves, and stands for those he works with to be all they can be. He lives in Encinitas, California, where he has created his life around his love for surfing and the ocean. You can go to the links that are in the show notes right there, accomplishmentcoaching.com, davekeenest.com. He's on LinkedIn, Facebook. Check this dude out. The guy is amazing. So, dude, two shows, man. I'm kind of jealous, man. I kind of want two shows. So why two shows? What was the deal with starting two of them?
Well, man, it's just when we went to the event, Steve Olscher's event, the New Media Summit, I just got present to, first of all, how simple and easy it is to podcast, to just kind of, there's just three or four or five weird little roadblocks that show up that you just need to sort of navigate yourself around to actually create one. And I think a lot of people just get stopped in those different places. But the thing that I got present to at the summit was like there were all these people at the summit, you included, who were just like owning their stuff and owning their lives and owning what they had been through, and then seeing how their struggles, you know, not everyone struggles, but how a lot of people who had struggles in life could really benefit others. And I just, dude, I got this wild story, you know what I mean? And it was just a matter of like picking up a microphone. I just went and got the cheapest microphone I could off Amazon that was recommended to me. And just started talking into it. And then, you know, I got inspired to, you know, if I'm going to start interviewing people, like, why not just start with the interesting and fascinating people I know in my immediate, immediate circle, because I know so many cool people, you know, and just start having them express themselves and tell their stories and kind of work my way up from there, you know.
Awesome.
So,
man.
The why of it is just sort of like, this is my story. This is why anything is possible. Just listen to what I've been through. Right. And then the other one is anything is possible. Listen to what these people have been through, or listen to the experiences these people are having.
You know what I like is that, you know, there's these shows like Lewis Howes at the School of Greatness. And it sounds amazing. The School of Greatness.
Right.
Like, yeah, I want to listen to that podcast. Right. And you got, you know, one of the guys at the summit had the Solopreneur Hour. It's like, all right.
Right.
You know, marketing's deep dark secrets, you know, like all this cool stuff. And then you have a show like Fascinating Talks. So simple yet powerful.
Yeah.
You don't need to have some off the wall, like amazing, you know, like everybody's like life transformation. I love that. I'm like, yeah, it's purely simple. And, you know, but like, I love the fact Fascinating Talks, like who doesn't want to listen to that show? Just the name itself, Fascinating Talks. You're like, I'm already hooked.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just, it's just so interesting. And, you know, I don't really do any prep for them. It's just sort of like, let's connect with this person and see what happens and throw it out there, you know? And, it's just been a seriously amazing journey, you know, and then to watch people, you know, I'm a coach, right? So it's my job to become a bigger me all the time. You know what I mean? That's what a coach's job essentially is, their own personal job. And so it was just sort of like the next thing that was laid out for me by the universe to step into. So it's been really fun.
Boom. I love it. So I want to ask you what your overall why is, the big, deep why that you have at the forefront of your, of life's windshield, right? What are you chasing? What is your why for everything that you do?
Well, dude, I am living proof that that anything is possible. Like you can, I am living proof that you can claw your way back from the most god awful circumstances that life can ever throw at you. You know, it's like Rocky says in the final Rocky Balboa movie, you know, he's like, life's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit. It's this pivotal scene. And it's one of the best Rocky scenes ever. Life's about how hard you can get hit and keep coming back. And, you know, that's how winning is done. And, you know, I went through some stuff, man, you know, and I not only learned to survive in the face of moving through what I did, but I learned, it's not that I learned, but I really just chose to thrive, to take this gift that essentially God gave me. Right. This gift of redemption, this gift of salvation, this gift of awakening, whatever it is you would like to call it, you know, and not just like, you know, put myself into the box of like another survivor of addiction or another guy in recovery. You know what I mean? Like that was like that was like the baseline. That was like survival. And then from there to create what I have, where I've just created this amazing life for myself, you know, and it took a lot of work, but I see that. My point is that I see that possibility in like every single human being, man, you know? And so my why is like anybody can do anything, you know? And I got all the evidence in the world as to why it could have gone one way, why I could have quote unquote failed and what it took to survive and then to thrive, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. So I always ask that transformational moment. You had to make a decision to go to New Media Summit. You had to make a decision to be a coach, to be a podcaster. So go back 5, 10, even 15 years. Like, who was Dave back then?
Well, yeah, man. You know, 15 years ago, I was just a party guy. I was just this party animal on a mission to have as much debaucherous fun as I could, and that was a lot of fun. You know, I'm not gonna deny that. But about 12 years ago, that partying became not so fun and much more necessary. And then about 12 or 13 years ago, I had a real, a very, very, very serious problem on my hands. And, the pivotal moment, man, it was, June 6, 2007, you know, here I am strung out on, you name it, you know, drinking myself, I mean, literally drinking myself to death. And, you know, my mother crawled into the family room and said, why don't you call that treatment center? I managed to get myself onto a waiting list for this government funded treatment center, which is just never fun to have to go visit these institutions of lower learning, you know, and for whatever reason, I weighed my options for where life was going in that moment. And I said, okay, you know, I surrendered and people often equate surrender with giving up or surrender with passivity. And it's actually quite the opposite, because, man, when you surrender, you've very often just begun to fight. And so, you know, fast forward, I don't know, 3.5-4 weeks, I'm 28 days clean and sober. I ended up spending 124 days in that detox center, in that rehab center. But about three and five weeks in, I picked up this book, and it was nap time during rehab. I didn't want to have to take a nap. I was 32 years old, but I'm reading a book during nap time, and the word God jumped off the page at me, and I got surrounded in this white light, this burning bush, this experience happened to me in which I was completely reborn in an instant. And that was almost 11 years ago. So that was the defining moment upon which every other defining moment has been built on.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So with that said, what was that moment of, was it a moment of clarity? Did you just throw the bottle down and go, well, I'm done. You know, like, do you know that moment? Was it a mindset shift, or how do you describe that transformational moment?
Well, dude, it's kind of like, I mean, you know, I know you're a God guy, and it was, and I don't really speak in religious language.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But, essentially what happened, man, is in that very moment, I went from being this sort of atheistic kind of agnostic, ego driven kind of self-destructive person to a person, like all of a sudden God went from being nothing to God being everything in just that second.
Okay.
So yeah. And it was just your typical, you know, it's your burning bush. It was just your typical, what people often call religious conversion or religious experience or whatever, but it didn't involve any sort of substance. It didn't involve anything except just this sort of radical willingness, you know? And so that was really, I mean, what happened mindset, it's more like my spirit shifted, you know? Yeah. My mindset mindset just shifted from one way of, I just viewed reality in a completely different way than I had previously, you know, leading up to that moment. It's just a gift. I mean, I can't explain it. You know what I mean? I wish I could.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. No, man, it's super cool. So what is it that you do now? Like, you talked about your coaching and having love on the beach. Like, what is it that you do now that just inspires and elevates and is in like your zone of genius?
Yeah. My zone is, I'm stepping into Kundalini yoga teacher training here soon. So that's going to be kind of the next thing. Cause I get to be like just a complete weirdo. You know what I mean? And
right?
I still get to cuss and swear and also talk about God and spiritual advancement and all this other,
awesome,
you know, chanting and whatnot. So that's kind of like my next endeavor leadership wise. But, you know, for me, like, I'm in a state of flow. I mean, I go out into the ocean, I mean, at least 5 days a week, and I surf, you know, and it's what I've created my whole life around. And that sense of flow, My zone of genius exists when I'm in the ocean. I mean, very often it's just this conversation that surfers are having with the ocean. You know, I think the best surfers are the ones that are just in a very deep, deep conversation with the entire universe, essentially, you know. But, you know, as far as like professionally, like my zone of genius exists in my coaching. I mean, it takes a lot. You have to practice a lot, and then you get to a point where things just become effortless. You know, and then it's almost as if you're directed by something else. I mean, I really think that genius often comes down to a person putting enough work into something, into an endeavor that they have a natural propensity to take on, till they get till they get to a point where that pursuit becomes effortless.
Boom, dude, that's huge, man. And I think that's what the end result, right? I mean, that's we want to master it effortless, right? I mean, it just becomes a part of us. So. Right. Super awesome. So going back to your transformational moment, like, what do you think was the hardest part about it? Was it leaving the life behind, the emotional connectivity? Like, what do you think was the hardest part?
Dude, honestly, it was kind of like this profound admission as to what a complete jackass I had been being for my, like, essentially what amounted to my entire life, at least my 20s, at least my late teens to early 20s. It was like this gut punch of humility. You know, it was just like, oh my God, like, cause the way I had been behaving, it just all of a sudden it made so much sense. And, you know, we have people tell us and point their fingers at us. And, you know, in my case, the criminal justice system pointing its finger at me, you know what I mean? And then just realizing in that moment that like all these people are right. You know what I mean? Everybody's right. And just having to really admit that. And, you know, there's such a powerful relationship between humility and transformation. You know, you got to admit, man, I was licked. I was done.
Yep.
Like what I was just losing and I was going to lose. I was going to continue to lose. And so there was that radical humility that led to the radical transformation, you know?
Yeah, man. You nailed it, dude. Like humility is part of not only the forgiveness process, but the acceptance process.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like admitting because it's like, you know, I mean, you know, you all go to meetings. We all see it on TV. Even if you've never been to an AA or any rehab or anything like that, you know, it's always the same thing. You know, like, hey, I'm this. Like, you're acknowledging, you're accepting. And sometimes people think that, well, acceptance is like, you know, you're admitting fault and you're admitting. No. Acceptance is huge because it's not only acknowledging what happened, but it's accepting and saying, you know what, accountability and responsibility. I did this. Got it. Own it. Got it. Time to move on. Right? Like you're leaving that behind and saying, I did this. My bad. Now you got to move on. Right?
Pretty much so it comes down to my bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right?
But yeah, like in this really serious, radical sense of what, you know, what those two words mean, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, no, absolutely. So I don't believe that everything is all bad. I don't believe everything is all good, but tell us some of the good parts about that transformation. What are some things that stick out in your mind?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't like to brand, like it's, I know I have a podcast called The Addiction and Redemption, Awakening to Your Hero's Journey. I don't brand myself as I'm not an addiction coach and none of the coaching I do has anything to do with addiction. That's a side note, but the freedom from the thing that had been running my entire life, you know, was the most amazing aspect of it. You know, and everybody's got, you know, everybody's got something in their life that's running them, you know, most people. Huh. And it's all about when you get the freedom from that thing that is in charge of you, just ask yourself, what's in charge of you? And what would be possible if that thing that's in charge of me wasn't in charge of me anymore, you know? And then you've got a different future that you can start living into. And that's going to require like really awkward, uncomfortable, transformational action, but it's just going to lay out a different course for you, you know? And so that's why I say like the name of my podcast is Awakening to Your Hero's Journey, because not everybody's willing to take the journey. Like Luke Skywalker, he didn't have to go blow up the Death Star. He chose to accept that mission, you know? And, and as a result, he became a Jedi. And I think we're all sort of Jedis. We're born to be Jedis, you know, but in order to become Jedis, we got to walk the path. I don't know if that answers your question. I might have strayed off a little
just
bit.
Just the fact that you referenced and compared, right, like cross comparison, like the Star Wars storyline to life is just Jedi in itself.
Nice.
Like,
thanks, man.
You know, it, funny side note, in the military, I don't think they do this anymore, but, you know, in the military for a long time, you know, in basic training, they ask you for your dog tags. They ask you, you know, the names and everything you need to put on there, name, birthday, you know, all that stuff. And they say religion, and people would have Jedi.
Nice.
And now they don't allow you to do that.
That was an act. You could actually put that on your dog tag?
Actually put that on your dog tag. Yeah, Jedi.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I was a drill instructor, I had a couple people, like I was looking at the dog tags. I'm like, all right. I'm like, Jedi? Chili? Yeah, that, and they're like, they said we could do it, and then by the time a couple of years roll around, they're like, yeah, we're not doing that no more. That's stupid. So, but yeah, I thought it was funny. So tell us, and I love the answers that I get to this question. Tell us, like, who has been some of your biggest influencers? You know, there's always the Gary V's and the Tony Robbins, and like who do you follow? Who's your influencers?
My Yeah, I don't know. Like, honestly, big picture, like celebrity influencers. You know, I'm a surfer and a skater. You know, I grew up skateboarding. Like, Tony Hawk is one of the most amazing freaking people ever. Like yeah. Just like understanding, like the fact that he's able to do what he does just with his body is just like, I mean, it's mind blowing, right? But then also to, you know, for lack of a better word, capitalize that and then essentially take his gift and use it to give back and to build skate parks all over the world with all that money. I mean, that's an incredibly inspirational, you know, he's got his Jedi story, you know? And then, yep. You know, like, of course, like on the coaching front, like, dude, Tony Robbins, I'm sorry. Like, you could say what you want about him. Like,
right.
the dude is amazing. He's just straight up amazing. Like he really yep. has the ability to walk in, to create events that provide transformational, you know, experiences in the lives of human beings. So I mean, it's
just
as a coach.
Event.
No,
not just
man.
But 11,000 no. people.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
and everybody gets touched. You know, everybody walks away right. with something from those things. And you know, like that's on the, you know, on the coaching front. And then I mean, honestly, man, I have a lot of musicians I look up to who, it's really like anyone who is a testament to the power of intention and nonstop action in service of something bigger than themselves. You know, those are like really people who inspire me. You know, I got a friend who plays in a punk rock band. They've been playing for 40 years. You know what I mean? And it's like, they've been in a van for 40 years playing punk rock mm-hmm. shows all over the world. Like I have enormous, and they're brilliant musicians, you know, and I have so much respect for anyone that just lives in service of something greater. You know, even like soldiers, man, you know, like I'm baffled by military people. You know what I mean? I was in, I'm baffled at anyone that has something inside of them that they feel that they're fundamentally willing to give their life for something greater than themselves, you know? And, oh, yeah. and in that, like whether war is good or bad is irrelevant because I'm not willing to do that, dude. You don't know if that makes right. sense. And I revere that. You know, and then I have so many just personal mentors who I know who are brilliant coaches, you know, who aren't of celebrity status and but are still every bit as brilliant, you know, as Tony or anybody else in their own right. And so, you know, just surrounded sure. by all kinds of different people, you know.
Definitely. You know, I think that you nailed it on something that a lot of people miss is that you talked about the influencers, the ones you follow and the ones you like, and then you have the mentors.
Yeah,
and it's like
right.
some people just like they don't get that part. It's like you have right. to have somebody there. I call it the board of directors. You have to have a board of directors
right.
for your life, and you're always being influenced, and you're always like you never want to go out alone. So if,
right.
you know, if you want to change your mindset, if you want to change your direction, if you want to change anything in your life, you have to find the people that are doing the things at the level that you want to do them at, and follow them people, you know. One thing that I always say about college, I think I personally, my opinion is I think college is a sham. And
yep.
so I think that people, when they tell me like, well, you got to get a job, like, right. So I always tell them that this professor, this business professor or the psychology mate, whoever this guy is getting paid $100,000 to teach me. And then I'm going to go get a job that's probably never going to make over $100,000.
Right.
Or I could go pay $10,000, go coach with Tony Robbins or pay $25K or whatever. I could basically take my college tuition for 4 years, go pay somebody, and I'll be a millionaire. Like, why?
Yep.
I mean, I never understood that part. Like, I need this to go work for somebody. I don't want to work for somebody.
Right.
I just want the information.
Right. No, you're right, man. I think if you want to be a doctor or an engineer or something,
totally.
Like you need to go to college.
Totally.
But that's really about
it.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. Like if you're to do something that important,
right.
Huge, man. So I really and I told him, I said, you know, the student debt is almost like $1 trillion. It's almost like as much as national debt. It's, I mean, it's billions and billions and billions of dollars. But then you have people that aren't using their degrees or anything like that. So my influencers are people who are mostly college dropouts. And some of them are even high school dropouts, but they're military dudes. They're, you know, veteran owned businesses. They're people like, you know, like Greg Reed. You know, I watch Gary Vee and Grant Cardone and all those guys, you know, and almost every single one of them is like, yeah, go to college, waste your life away. Go learn, go pay $5 or $10K, go get yourself a coach, go get yourself a mentor, and then operate at the level that they're operating at and see if that doesn't change your life. Not immediately, but immediately. You see what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, man. And I know, I think coaching is still, it's becoming more understood. But I think it's still a relatively misunderstood just sort of phenomenon. Coaching, you know, when it's done effectively by a coach who knows what he's doing, or she knows what she's doing, with a person who is coachable, very, very, very often leads to life just fundamentally transformed experiences, what it means to be alive in every area, be it romantically, financially, spiritually, you know, and everything else in between. I'm such a proponent for coaching for opening yourself up to the guidance and direction, you know, of another person at some point or a team of people, you know?
Definitely. No, man, absolutely. So let's talk about some of the resources that you use during your journey. Like, I mean, you're doing a podcast, right? I mean, you're doing the coaching, and you talked about, you know, how you did that with accomplishment coaching and everything. But what are some of the resources that you've used to get you to that next level?
Well, I mean, it always comes down to, you know, we say that one of the most powerful tools in manifestation or hitting goals is feedback. And so that's just it's always coaching. It's always having a brilliant professional who can show me what I'm not seeing and reflect to me my blind spots and call me out on my crud as it shows up. So that's one of the most fundamental. But then, I mean, it's also like, I don't want to give like this to sound generic, but like God, man, like this thing that is greater than me is, you know, an inspiration. When you break the word inspiration down, it's just in spirit from God. And so we get these little messages from God, and we get to honor them or not, you know. But it's sort of like when it's really like I work for God. I'm like a servant of the universe on this little mission, you know, and I honor those inspirations or I don't. But that's kind of how I see it.
I love it. Dude,
and then
I
you
love
got
that,
other
man.
People that are playing big games, you know, and they're working, you know, like I was so inspired by what Steve Ulscher put together for the New Media Summit. And just all these really amazing, cool, dynamic, down to earth people who are just up to super cool things. I take so much inspiration from that as well. You know,
I like that because we have, I don't know if it's the way that society is. I don't know if it's just the way that we were raised or brought up or the mentality, but it's like, you see guys like on this show, for example, I've had Frank Shankiewicz, who is the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at that. I'm like, no way am I going to get this guy on my show. And he's like the coolest dude ever. And he's an Air Force veteran. You know, guys like Greg Reed, the author of 3 Feet from Gold, Sharon Lecter and him wrote a book together. The guy is as real as it gets. You know, I mean, the guy is super down to earth. You know, and we have these weird, like I had Bruce Buffer on the show. How the heck did that happen? You know, but Bruce Buffer from the UFC was on the show. And it's almost like podcasting is a way that you break down the barriers that in our mind that say, well, he's a millionaire. He doesn't want to talk to me. I'm not good enough to be in Bruce Buffer's presence. I'm not good enough to be in the founder of Make-A-Wish. I'm not good enough to have Dave on, you know, on my show. Like, you know, the guy's crushing it. Like, but Steve did that. Steve had guys like J.B. Crum there who, if you're on his email list, that the guy is absolutely crushing it. And you talk to the guy, he's a real dude. You know, Mike O'Neill and Dennis and Dave and like all these other guys that are there. Like you see them like on iTunes, you see them on Facebook. Like, oh, my God, these guys are so influential. But then you get to sit there and have dinner with them. And they're just a normal dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the things that really impressed me about that. Yeah, that I just think again, I think there's something like podcasting and humility are kind of a little synonymous with each other. Like there's like this there's like this sort of low level sort of degree of celebrity, but not like in the I'm better than you sort of sense of it. Like everybody that I bumped into at that event was just completely approachable and totally real and down to earth and you know, nice basically, you know, when it really came down to it.
Yep. Oh, dude. Absolutely. Absolutely. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, if you're listening, the phone lines are open. Call in at 657-383-1109. You could ask myself or Dave a question. My team is standing by to weed out the trolls. I had to put that in place. So we're making sure that only the good content comes through. So 657-383-1109. If you're listening to us live, you have a question, you can go ahead and call in. So, Dave, for your shows, where can people find your shows? Are they on Libsyn? Is that what you use for podcasting? You know, the podcasters like iTunes and everything. Kind of walk us through that process. How do you do that?
Yeah, you could just – if you just Google – first of all, my name is so unique. If you just Google my name, like everything associated with me ever pops up with no confusion. But the podcast, you can find it on Stitcher and on iTunes, Addiction and Redemption. That's the one that's really kind of taken off. I didn't I had absolutely no idea that I would be getting emails from people all over the world essentially who have been listening that I've never met. I had no idea that that would happen. So I have a lot of, that one's got a lot of binge listeners just because of how, essentially how gory it is. I got like 48 episodes released and I just got to the redemption part. So there's like 46 episodes of, if you're curious at all about what it's like to be just the gnarliest drug addict ever, there's 47 episodes of what it's like. So that's really cool. Wow. You can just find that on iTunes and then, same with Fascinating Talks. That's on iTunes as well and Stitcher. So
perfect, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. So as we move forward, right? I mean, we're always transforming. We're never staying in the same place. At least I hope we're not. Cause like, if you're not growing, you're dying. And so we're always evolving, always transforming. So where are you headed now? What kind of new adventures, businesses, family, like what does the rest of your 2018 look like? And then into the next few years?
Well, man, really, it's you know, I just really like my life the way it is currently. You know, I'm in this new relationship that's going well, and that's kind of fun and new and refreshing. And I'm always committed to evolving as a surfer. I mean, I take that as one of the most sacred activities that's ever been created. You know. And then, so, you know, surfing and, you know, wherever I can, but honestly, mostly here around San Diego, cause it's pretty darn good. And then, you know, I'm always, you know, I've gotten into a graduate level, coach training sort of, spiritual coach training program that I've been in, called Whetstone. So Whetstone. And, so what we're doing, it's, there's three, you know, master level coaches who are in it, actually four master level coaches who are in it together. And we're really fine tuning our coaching skills so that they align with spirituality. And it's this new type of coaching called phenomenological coaching, which has people relating to themselves as a phenomenon on the planet, you know, and from evolving from one phenomenon to another phenomenon. So really I strive to become a masterful coach. I want to be masterful, you know? So that's kind of what's next there. And then, just, you know, it's weird because 7 years ago when I went into coach training, They ask you big questions like, what would you like, you know, like your life to look like in 5 or 7 years? And I remember thinking, this is in Chicago. I lived in Chicago and I was a Great Lakes surfer. I learned how to surf on Lake Michigan in the wintertime.
Wow.
Yeah. I surfed 9 years on Lake Michigan in the winter. And I remember just saying to them like, well, I'd like to live in Southern California. I'd like to travel back and forth between Chicago and California as much as I would like. I'd like to make enough money to support that. I'd like to have a flexible work schedule. I'd like to have a person in my life that means something. I'd like to, you know what I mean? And here it is 7 years later and all that's manifested. And I'm just like,
wow.
I can't believe it. Like, I mean, it's just visualization does so much. And so now I'm there and it's like, okay, chill, dude, just chill. You know what I mean? Like coast for a while.
Yep.
And the next thing will present itself. And I'm about, I don't know, I want to say I'm halfway through with a memoir, a book, that I'm working on. It started out as an addiction memoir, but it's really turned into just a picture of what can happen to a normal, quote unquote, normal kid. You know what I mean? So that's really like my next major project is getting a book finished. So rough draft has been declared finished by September 30th. So, and we'll go from
awesome,
there.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Good job, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. Yeah. It's good.
So, so what's the book going to be called? The memoirs or whatever? What's it going to be called?
Well, I'm not sure. I've been playing around with the titles. I was thinking Undercover Angel, Awakening to Your Hero's Journey.
Awesome.
I think we're all kind of undercover angels. We're just like waiting to be discovered, you know, by the universe or something. And we're put through these trials, but, yeah, it's a graphic rendition of a graphic account rather of you know some of the stuff I've been through. Well, you know, no questions unanswered as to what that type of life can be like.
Right.
So yeah, and then I really you know, I got a real commitment. I'm just plugging my way through the interviewing. It's just like you said, man. I was in a coffee shop here in California the other day and I turned my head and I was standing next to one of the most famous big wave surfers in the history of the sport. And I said, you want to be on my podcast? And he said, yeah, email me in 3 months. I got a bunch of stuff going on, you know? So it's like, sweet. So it's just kind of like, and it was just like you said, how did this happen? I'm like, I don't know, but there he is. And I can either ask him or I cannot ask him, you know, and if I ask him, it's going to lead somewhere, you know, what's the worst thing he's going to do? Say no. And that's that. It's like asking a girl on a date. You know what I mean? What's the worst
thing
that can
happen? Man. Like, you know, the fear of rejection and all that, like, man, like I got 8 no's
right
in 2017 to my TEDx talk. Like I wanted to deliver TEDx.
Right.
I got 8 no's. And then the 9th one was the winner, you know, like if I'd have just given up after the second or third one, then, you know, I would have had that experience. So I mean, Greg Reed was on the show and he was talking about, he's like, I got denied from like over 100 publishers for 3 feet from gold, like 100 or what was the other one? Stickability, Thoughts Are Things, and Stickability is the other two books that he has. And he's like, dude, over 100 times I got denied, and then one guy took a chance, and then look, it's a bestseller. Like it's a national bestseller.
Yeah,
like, that's awesome. So you never know, man. You keep going, and you never know what's gonna happen. That's the main message.
No, it's true, man. Have you read Think and Grow Rich, the book Think and Grow Rich?
Oh yeah, man. Oh, dude,
yeah.
Think
so,
and Grow Rich.
Great book, you know, and it's more of a manual, you know what I mean? It's a manual for how to navigate the way to riches. And, you know, there's that chapter, one of the steps is persistence. And he talks about, he's like, there's almost an invisible man, and the invisible man is guarding like the gates to where you want to be. And you got to prove to the invisible man that you mean business. And he's going to turn you away 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or maybe 7 or maybe 99 times. But it's like on that 100th time, he's going to say, I see that you're serious. He's going to let you through. You know, so it's always like when I get caught up in just a wacky place in pursuit of a business goal, you know, I have a big business goal I'm going for in May, one I've never hit. And it's really uncomfortable. And it's like, I know that. It's just like when I have my breakdown and 3 of my clients quit, which happens in coaching. And I had a declaration to get, you know, 5 new ones. That's just the invisible man saying, show me, prove it again, Dave. And it's kind of like, you bastard, but like, it's sort of like you start to almost anticipate the quote unquote failures or the setbacks. And each time you move beyond one, you discover something about the nature of yourself and essentially like all of it, the whole reality. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. Definitely. Definitely. So this is the moment of the show where we do a shameless plug. You plug a friend, quote, your websites, Facebook, products, like whatever you want to plug. This is your time to shine. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Yeah, man. So please check out my – I mean, if you're into gnarly stories, check out my podcast, Addiction and Redemption, Awakening to Your Hero's Journey, and just start listening. You know, you can start at the beginning and just go all the way through. You know, on the coaching front, you know, if you're happy where you're at but not quite happy where you're at, if you're looking to make some sort of change, be it shifting careers or creating a relationship – or you know, making more money in your business or empowering your relationship to leadership, something like that, just shoot me an email, dave@davekeenis.com, or go to my website, davekeenis.com. I'll admit it's not the greatest website in the world. I haven't really been I'm not really a marketing-based guy. But, you know, I give you 1 to 2 hours of my time completely free without any attachment and absolutely zero obligation. And we just connect with each other and we see if we're fit. And then I put you at choice if you'd like to move forward with me. And then, you know, if you want to Facebook friend me, I can never get enough Facebook friends. I'm on there probably a little too much. I'll admit it, but just find me on Facebook and let's be Facebook friends. And maybe we'll end up agreeing or disagreeing on some stuff. But at the end of the day, we'll still be Facebook friends. It's kind of how I
see right?
it.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, if I need some room on my Facebook, cause I mean, you only have 5,000, right? And I get up
right.
to. I got up to like 2,000 and I was like, oh boy, it's getting kind of fast. So I put out a Facebook post. I was like, I love Trump. I hate Bitcoin and I'm a
nice.
Jesus follower. If you don't like it,
Sweet.
See you later. And literally like 40 people laughed. I was like, oh my God, that was
awesome.
A joke. And people were like, dude, I'm going to steal that. And like literally 40 people laughed. I was like, holy
That's
shit.
That's awesome.
Like,
yeah.
What just happened? And
Good
so
stuff,
every once in a while, or you just, you know, you future endeavor them. You know, like the WWE, like on their birthday, like you get the birthday things and you're like,
yeah.
happy birthday to these 9 people. And you're like, I don't even know this person. Like, who the heck is this person? You're like, happy birthday. And then like,
nice,
you know, sometimes you just got to make room, you know, for the people who
sometimes
are going to be,
it's true,
you know,
man.
In your network.
Yeah.
And it's hard
yeah,
to
definitely.
Do that sometimes.
Now, Facebook's enough. I mean, if you do anything related to what we do, I think Facebook is the best marketing tool, you know, personally. So.
I'm mentoring a guy right now. I met him the other day. We were talking on LinkedIn. I meet a lot of people on LinkedIn.
Right.
And so we're talking and he wants to become a speaker. And I was like, there you go, man. Let's do this. You know what I mean? And he wants to be a speaker. So we're mentoring each other, or I'm mentoring him and we're talking with each other. And it said, so yeah, man, let me know what your Facebook profile is and everything. He's like, I don't have Facebook.
Right.
What?
Like what?
How
exactly.
Do you, what?
Again, I know.
Man,
how are you
going
to build a
LinkedIn
career without Facebook? Right.
Yeah. How can you do that? That's just crazy.
Right.
I don't
exactly.
understand how this is impossible. So, yeah, it was just kind of weird. I was like, what in the world? But, yeah, he literally didn't have one. So I told him, I said, you got to make one. Like, you literally
yeah.
have to make one because that's where everybody hangs out the most out of,
yep.
out of everybody. And yep. He's like, oh, I just don't want to deal with the crap. Oh, you got to surround mm-hmm. yourself with amazing people.
Well, dude,
and
you can Facebook. I'm sorry, go on. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's all it is. Like, you have to surround yourself
right.
with like the like-minded people. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, it's like Facebook gets a bad name, but it's like you could build a house with a 2x4, or you could smack somebody over the head with it. And I just look at it as the house. You know what I mean? And
right.
I don't know. Good stuff. I'm really grateful.
Oh, absolutely.
Grateful for it, actually. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up the show. Can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
Ask the question again.
Can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
I mean, seriously, it's like anything is possible. Anything. Like all that cheesy, like you know, all it's weird because all of the like the cheesy sounding personal development meme type of stuff that you see on Facebook and wherever else, it's basically all true. If
right.
if you're actually willing to live from a place of integrity, you know what I mean? And it's like you just start doing
oh, yeah.
what you say you're gonna do, and frickin' watch out, universe. I mean, seriously. Anything is possible. I'm living proof. You're living proof. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're all living proof that we can take this life and create something magical out of it. Life is magic. It's a beautiful, magical gift that is meant to be honored. You know, and if you're blessed enough to be listening or lucky enough to be listening to this podcast now, like you have the power within you to go out and create something amazing. I mean, period. End of story.
Yep. Yep. Well, I firmly believe that. Believe that. So, dude, I want to thank you for being on the show. Amazing conversation,
so much, man.
It's,
yeah,
it's almost like
you've done this before. Yeah, something like that.
It's like you've done this before. Is there anything else that you want the listeners to know that we didn't already cover?
No, man. Just if you're inspired, look me up. And yeah, I want to thank you again, and I really want to acknowledge you for the game that you're playing with life. It's obvious that you're a go-getter, and you're a huge source of inspiration to me. So thank you very much, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for the conversation.
You got it, brother.
So Life Transformation Radio listeners, another episode, another amazing guest who is impacting lives everywhere he goes. Connect with him on Facebook, LinkedIn. Go to DaveKehnast.com, KEHNAST.com. Go look him up. He is incredible. So as I close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deeper in your heart. And I call that living your brand. So until next episode, have a great night.
Thanks, guys.